Hey, y'all, welcome back to Erase the State. I am Matty K, and for 2 weeks in a row now, I am with the one and only Mr. Mikey Two Names. Mikey, how are you, brother?
Hey, man, doing good. Just exhausted on my third cup of coffee, ready to go do something, man. I'm getting sick at, like, I've always worked from home, you know, and I've always enjoyed the freedom to, you know, go see my clients, go work out of my different clients' offices or go to our office. But like having to just work at home and not being able to do any face to faces is starting to wear me down over here, man.
Yeah, I'm certainly with you. I mean, you know, I've been working from home for quite a while, and it's I like the interaction. I mean, I hate people generally, but I do like going to meet, you know, the customers that are going to try and give me money, you know. So it's been kind of shitty not being able to do that. Even this, you know, when I'm doing stuff on the side, everybody knows I got laid off, although I have a new job now. Started at the end of the month. I don't know if we mentioned that or not on the show yet, but even doing the side thing that I was doing for a while, you know, it's just kind of, I need to go see people. It's just, it's not the same when you try and like send emails or just make phone calls nonstop all day. So yeah, it's been good to see you though, even though I haven't seen you this week because I've been a lazy fat ass and haven't gone to work out with you and your homie over there. But
dude, it's just been me and Cash, man. You haven't been in there lately. I think that's why I'm so worn out. That little fucking angry Hercules dude fucking pushes me.
Well, you'll push him today. It's chest day. So your epic chest day is like far superior to his. I know he was fatigued last time.
The only thing I can win. Yeah, dude, it's been that's the only thing that keeps me going. Me and the wife have been hitting restaurants like crazy though. We went out to eat like the last row. So we went to, did some of that, what do you call it, melting pot.
Oh, yeah. Happy anniversary.
Anniversary? What are you talking about?
Didn't you have an anniversary or was it just like a date night?
No, it was just date night. It was her.
Oh, I thought it was an anniversary. Fuck, well, no, whatever. No. Happy future or belated anniversary, whichever way it is.
Nah, I think we're, nah, we already had our 1 year. That was back in, January? Yes, January.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So, yeah, now we're just chilling. Now, she wanted to go get some good food. Pregnant women are, they crave stuff. She's about to pop and she's, you know, she's like, I can't sit in this fucking house any longer. We're gonna go out as soon as they open the restaurant. So we've been just like hitting restaurants almost every night. Nice. It's been kind of nice. Like, you know, they're all, you know, you go in, they usually have a little sanitizing station, clean your hands, you know, and then they, you know, put you, they have like, you know, they'll have like a table open and like two tables closed and then a table open and two tables closed. So, I mean, everywhere we've gone to eat, which has literally been 5 days in a row. Never felt like crowded or sketched at any of them.
Yeah.
And all the waiters wear masks and stuff. And so, I mean, it's been fine. It's been fine. We've been seeing all types of people out. It's almost like normal traffic here again now this week.
Well, we have not been out to restaurants yet. Because it's exceedingly difficult to wrangle all the kids into the same place and have everybody have the same taste in food for one night. And we also still have a fuck ton of food that we'd like to just continue cooking at home and not spend $100 to get everybody out in a restaurant.
Dude, we got to go to our breakfast place.
Oh, I know. We need to go to, now. I'll say it. We need to go to Snappy's, dude.
Dude, we got to go back there. They made the town Facebook page because people were like, I can't believe they're going, you know, all those Karens and old Betty.
Yeah, I know. Well, and this is like a great unplanned segue into what I want to talk about, right? Because While the governor in his omniscient wisdom has allowed private individuals to reopen private property and businesses to business, he hasn't allowed everything to open up quite yet. So I wanted to talk a little bit about this Dallas salon owner. What's her name? Shelley Luther, is that right? Yes, Shelley Luther. So I've got an article here, and the headline says, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton calls for immediate release of jailed Dallas salon owner Shelley Luther. This is at, like CBS 21 in Dallas or whatever. So this lady opened up her salon up in North Dallas, and she was not allowed to open yet, even though other things are allowed to open, right? So some businesses are apparently more legal than other businesses this week. And her basic reasoning was, look, I got a family to feed and kids to support, and this is my only source of income. So I need to open, and I have employees and, you know, the whole list of things of why you open a business. And she was arrested and charged. So I'm just going to read here a little bit. This is kind of, now that she's been charged and sentenced to seven days in jail, I believe, and a fine, everybody's kind of come out. Like all the state leadership has spoken out and said, oh my God, this is terrible. Which I'll get to that in a second, but let me blaze through this article really quick. So Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, he's one of the people who has spoken out against this. I think he was the first one to come out, hard against the judge with the sentence. So it says Texas AG Ken Paxton has called for the immediate release of Dallas lawn owner, who was arrested and sent to jail for opening her business in defiance of Governor Greg Abbott's stay at home orders. Shelley Luther, owner of Salon La Mode. Is that right? I've seen that written differently other places. Anyway, she was sentenced to 7 days in jail Tuesday after Dallas judge Eric Moyer said she violated those orders as the coronavirus pandemic continues. Paxton said he believes the judge is abusing his authority and that her arrest seems like a political stunt. In a full statement, Paxton said, I find it outrageous and out of touch that during this national pandemic, we aren't a nation. That's my addition. A judge in a county that actually released hardened criminals for fear of contracting COVID-19 would jail a mother for operating her hair salon in an attempt to put food on her family's table. The trial judge did not need to lock up Shelley Luther. His order is a shameful abuse of judicial discretion, which seems like another political stunt in Dallas. He should release Miss Luther immediately. Let me scan to see if there is anything else useful in this article.
I see she made $300K on her GoFundMe, though. So
yeah, yeah. Yeah, so they initially set it at like 250, and they exceeded that, so now they've raised it to 500. I just want to get her response here. So this, I believe, was her response when the judge asked her for comment. She said, I have much respect. And to back up, I believe the judge gave her an out and said, if you apologize and close, you're fine. And so she said, I have much respect for this court and laws. I have never been in this position before, and it's not some place that I want to be. But I have to disagree with you, sir, when you say that I'm selfish because feeding my kids is not selfish. I have hairstylists that are going hungry because they'd rather feed their kids. So, sir, if you think the law is more important than kids getting fed, then please go ahead with your decision, but I'm not going to shut the salon. Boom, headshot, fuck yes, Shelley Luther.
Dude, that's ballsy, man. This woman's
dude, she's got bigger balls than I do.
Oh, absolutely. That's freaking awesome, man. Dude, go her.
But what I find interesting here is, and I love that people are starting to, and people who I consider conservative, even though I've seen that veil starting to drop a little bit, I think they're conservative in public and they're getting a little more brave and actually more liberty-minded. But even some, you know, hardened conservatives are speaking out and calling on the state government to do something here. But I find it funny because, like I said, Ken Paxton, I think, was the first one to release a statement. Governor Abbott, he released a statement that was pretty much just echoing what Paxton said. And again, so the AG has no real authority to do anything here. That authority lies solely with the governor. And also, so his words are just kind of like, it's pressure, but it's kind of meaningless. And they're all just kind of saving face because they, I don't know when their election is, but you know, they're going to have to get reelected. So, they don't want to seem like they're just throwing people in jail. Also the Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick said that he would pay her fine, which that's cool, whatever. But he also said, well, I'll take her place in jail. But what he really meant was, because what he said was, well, I mean, house arrest, like I'll stay in house arrest, which he already is, right? Because we're all allegedly quarantined. Whatever. Fuck Dan Patrick. He's a piece of shit anyway. And that's not even how it works. You don't just get to like sub yourself out. That's not how these things work. So the real problem I have here, though, is that as strong as Abbott came out against this, he's sort of in a catch-22, right? Because I tweeted about this yesterday, and the power lies solely with his office. So the governor can absolutely pardon Shelley Luther and should pardon Shelley Luther. His order is bullshit. Like this whole like your business can't open, that's bullshit. The state shouldn't be able to determine, who can start a business and who can't start a business and who can be open and who can't be open. You know what I mean? Like if I wanted to have you come mow my grass, right? Like is that illegal? Like, that's kind of what they're saying, right? Like, businesses, like, you run a business, you got to be closed, right? Like, it's stupid. So the problem here is that he did issue this executive order, and it's this whole stay-at-home order, businesses can't open. So he can't pardon her, because that means that his whole order is bullshit, which it is. But then what does that do to anybody else that was in a similar predicament and got caught for it? You know what I mean? Like, it's funny. So he's not going to do anything. And people are saying, oh, well, I expect her to be released from jail soon, blah, blah, blah. But I don't think anything's actually going to happen. I mean, maybe some judge above the district court may do something, which I don't even know. I tried to look it up, and honestly, the Texas court system is a little confusing to me. So I'm not exactly sure who runs that and who is responsible for that. I assume it goes to the governor. But maybe it goes to the Supreme Court. I'm honestly not sure who would make the call, or if they would just have to appeal, which I think they are working on an appeal. But so she may be released from jail. She'll probably still get stuck with a fine, but the governor's words are absolutely meaningless in my opinion, which I hope, like I said, people are starting to question what's going on during all of this. And it's been amazing to see people come out who are, you know, what I would call, like I said, unabashed conservatives. And they're coming out against a Republican AG, governor, and lieutenant governor, and saying, why aren't you doing something? So I hope they listen to the show and realize that what a predicament Abbott is in, and why he is not going to do anything about this. So also, if that wasn't enough, Mikey, in our old neck of the woods, I'm sure you saw this, Big Daddy Zane's tried to open in West Odessa. Have you been to Big Daddy Zane's?
I haven't been to Big Daddy Zane's. When I lived out in West Texas, I stayed on the Midland side. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I didn't want Odessa that much at night. It was a little bit more rough.
So this is another case of where conservatives on Twitter are starting to question things that the government does, whether it be, you know, local, federal, state, whatever. So for so long now, and I think you're kind of, we got you there, right? Like, you kind of see what's happening with all of this. Like, people always say, especially like when it comes to just gun rights, right? People say, oh, well, you know, I know Joe Bob, the cop down the street, or, you know, the sheriff in this county, he's a Republican, man. Like, if we change the gun laws, like, he ain't going to do nothing. You know, he wouldn't do that. He wouldn't violate an order like that. Or he would violate the order, right? Like, he wouldn't follow the law because he believes the same way I do, right? Well, here we go. SWAT team raids Texas bar protesting forced closure, arrests armed demonstrators. So just like Shelley Luther, bars were not set to open yet as of last Friday. Just restaurants, right? So we just had restaurants and some other businesses, but I'm not sure what those were. So bars are, I believe, so all the other businesses were supposed to open this Friday, I believe. So Shelley Luther would have been able to open her salon this Friday, but she was ready to do it last Friday, right? So same with these guys. I think this bar was scheduled to have been open this week or maybe next week. Whatever, it doesn't matter. It was still supposed to be closed when they did it. So a group called Open Texas put together a little rally, and they went out to Big Daddy Zane's, and Big Daddy Zane's opened. And so I'm going to read through this article, and then I have another really interesting piece that came from one of the news outlets in San Angelo, which I think is hilarious. So police in West Texas arrested a group of armed men and a bar owner during a protest of state mandating business to close. A protest of the state order mandating businesses to close. Gabrielle Ellison, owner of Big Daddy Zane's in Odessa, decided to open her establishment on Monday in defiance of Governor Abbott's decree. "We can't take it no more. We're not going to make it," Ellison said. "I'm aware of what's going on down the road. I'm shocked. I had customers come through saying, you know, they have SWAT built up. Why would you bring in SWAT on a peaceful situation?" A group of armed protesters who had been supporting businesses deciding to open amid the government-mandated shutdown gathered at an Odessa Anytime Fitness location that opened on Friday. The same group asked if they could show up to Big Daddy Zane's to support Ellison's decision to open. She told them to stay in the back of the bar, which is her private property. Ellison said she even spoke with Sheriff's Office before the demonstration and was told everything would be fine as long as the armed individuals, Mikey, were not on the bar's property. When the police arrived in a massive SWAT tank, which, sorry, Jared, the mongoose, it's not a tank. I know it's an armed personnel carrier. Anyway, they arrested the 6 armed men who stood with their arms raised in the air. And also, Mikey, I don't know if you saw the pictures, but Ector County Sheriff's Office really needs to get on the fucking treadmill. And there is now a GoFundMe page set up to buy a treadmill for the Ector County Sheriff's Office, because these motherfuckers are giant. are rotund.
Did you see all the mugshots of all the protesters that arrested them, just smiling?
Yeah, it was amazing. It was amazing.
They're about to get paid. That's why.
Absolutely. So anyway, it continues. This was not a protest of their Second Amendment rights. It was a show of force to ensure this lady could violate the governor's order, Ector County Sheriff Mike Griffiths told reporters. And yeah, that's right, because people, I believe, have a right to open a business, which is private to them. It's not like a public business. They own it. They can do whatever the fuck they want to do. Anyway, the men were charged with carrying weapons on a licensed property, and the bar owner was charged with violating Governor Abbott's order. The protesters maintained the arrests were illegal because they were behind the bar and on private property, not within the bar's property line. And that's about it. But what I think is really funny here is that I found this on SanAngeloLive.com, which San Angelo is what, like an hour east of Midland, Odessa, that area, or hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, something like that. Is that right, Mikey?
Yeah, it's about two.
Yeah. So, according to Ector County Sheriff Mike Griffiths, on May 5th, the Ector County Sheriff's Office received a call from a member of the media regarding a group of people inside a bar dressed in MASH, I don't know what that means, other than MASH, the television show, with body armor and possible automatic weapons. So this just goes to Michael Malice's point that the corporate press is the enemy of the fucking people. So because of a tip from a member of the media to the sheriff's office, this peaceful protest and what I would consider just they were the people who were armed there were protecting the bar owner from the sheriff's office, which is what they should have been doing. So anyway, they roll up, they roll heavy, and they're giant and fat, and they bring out their whole fucking SWAT team and this bullshit to shut down another peaceful individual who is doing nothing but trying to make some money so that she doesn't go broke and hungry. So, and again, people on Twitter who would call themselves conservative are questioning this. And it's funny to see, like I said, when people start saying, oh no, the cops wouldn't do that. I know those cops are, you know, that's unconstitutional. They wouldn't violate that, or they wouldn't violate the Constitution. They swore an oath. They wouldn't violate my rights like that. Well, here they are. You know, everybody's been saying we want to open up, and these same conservatives are saying, hey, we need to open up Texas. And here's somebody trying to open on their own. Just not following what the state tells them to do, because fuck the state. And
yeah, thank God they didn't send in the ATF. They wouldn't be.
Yeah, no shit. Everybody would have been burned alive probably. But it's just, you know, it's been, I think, eye opening to a lot of people. What's going on here, and just to what lengths the government. And again, like, you know, we all know cops. We all know law enforcement officers. You better than most. But at the end of the day, you know, the person that we know outside of work isn't always the person that we know inside of work. And at the end of the day, they're doing a job, and they've got bosses, and they have orders to follow. So, I mean, I do know plenty of cops, and you probably do as well. It's probably some of the same ones who would be like, no, fuck that. We ain't going. We're not doing that shit. Like, I like that bar. We're not going down there. Fuck that. But well, apparently, I mean, in Ector County, what's that?
No, I was saying it's selective enforcement, man, right? And it's crazy. Yeah. So all these companies that are opening up, all these small businesses, their only crime is that they embarrass the officials by saying "fuck you" and opening. They have no reason to truly go shut them down. The only reason they're doing it is because they want to have power, right? You have to show force to hold your power. That's all they're doing. Nothing else. Yeah. It's just mind-boggling.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. And I had another one, Mikey, that I wanted to talk about, but it's too far outside the the realm of what we're discussing here. But I will mention it. I don't want to get too deep into it, though. But it was this poor kid. I think it happened in February, but it kind of got covered up by Georgia officials, like the local and state officials. So two guys murdered this poor kid, Ahmaud Arbery. He was running through a neighborhood, jogging, exercising, as he was wont to do often on occasion. And they claimed that he fit a description, which is the typical line, you know, and he ended up murdered in the street. They waited for him to come to them, and they shot him. So, at any rate, it's out there. I'm sure most of the people know it. I'll post a link in the show description to a general timeline that I have found on Twitter, which is kind of nice because I've just seen, you know, a few reports, and it's all kind of like scattered. Nobody really knows what's going on, aside from the fact that there's massive amounts of corruption within the Georgia justice system, apparently, where one of these guys who killed Ahmaud is apparently an ex-cop and is related to the DA, and no charges were brought. And now it's been, you know, weeks and months, and finally someone's doing something and trying to convene a grand jury. So, at any rate, that's a little too, that's more on the corruption angle, and I was talking about this other shit. So, anyway, Mikey, I don't know if you have anything else, but I hope, like I said, that people look at events like this, like the problem with Shelley Luther opening her business, and the bar in Odessa, Big Daddy Zane's, trying to open, and the reaction of the state, a red state. You know, Texas is a red state. We vote Republicans in office, and we support liberty and people's right to do what they want, right? Well, apparently not if there's a flu going around. So I hope people continue to question what's happening here and the reaction by the authorities to the state, because it's only going to bring people more to the liberty mindset, I believe, and see the corrupt politicians for what they are. And even, you know, in my opinion, a sheriff is a politician. Yeah, they have to, in Texas, they have to be a peace officer. They have to be commissioned. But I think, don't they? Maybe they don't. But
no, they're elected sheriffs.
But they're still elected. They are still elected.
Yeah, they're on the ballot.
Yeah. So in my opinion, they're nothing more than a politician. So it's all corruption. It's all about power and who can wield the most power over the people, over their subjects. And that's how they see us. They see us as their subjects and people to be ruled. And I think that times like this and activities like they're doing right now are going to make people start to push back and say enough is enough. We're not going to live under your thumb any longer.
I mean, everybody pretty much today should just go out and, you know, participate in civil disobedience and open up their organizations, open up their companies. I mean, the only reason we were told the entire reason of quarantine was to flatten the curve, right? I mean, that was it. Yeah. They told you they were like, the deaths really aren't going to. It doesn't matter if you shut down, if you open up in a day, in a week, a month, a year. I mean, there's going to be a quote unquote second wave. It's not even a second wave. It's the normal fucking wave that
right.
we just kind of push back by all going inside. I mean, at the end of the day, it was just to make sure that we don't overrun our healthcare, you know, providers and the hospitals. And, you know, that's all we heard about. There's not enough beds. There's enough ventilators. Yeah. It's like, oh, shit. Well, I never even got close to that being an issue.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's the thing, right? Like they wanted us to flatten the curve, and no one really, people just parrot that. They go, oh yeah, we got to flatten the curve, stay inside, flatten the curve. But that doesn't mean reduce the number of infections or deaths. That means spread. That means there's going to be a certain number. And instead of it peaking at one time, that means we spread it out over the course of weeks and months, right? So we're not reducing the number of people who are going to get affected by this. We're just spreading it out. Like you said, to not overwhelm the facilities, but look what we actually did. I don't think Houston had this problem, but I read several news reports from other locations where the hospitals were so not busy that they were laying people off.
They are. Houston, so you know all the Houston hospitals have gotten rid of their COVID for the most part, like their COVID wings and their COVID-only hospitals. They're just going to normal ICU now.
Right.
Like, there's not even demand. And yeah, a lot of hospitals, like I know HCA was laying people off part-time, Methodist was, MD Anderson was, Memorial Hermann was, because I got friends and family that work at all these hospitals. And they're all slow as hell. And a lot of these hospitals are getting close to bankruptcy because they're not allowed to take in elective surgery by the government.
Right.
It's like you can only take in COVID. And it's like, well, fuck, well, we're not really taking that many in.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, it's our rulers, right, deciding what's best for us and for the economy, which is just, it's asinine.
Well, and it's also amazing. And if you look at it, pretty much company that lobbies is open, right? Like your Walmart, your Academy, your Costco, like every company that somehow like has a lobby firm, has a lobbyist in Washington is open. Because isn't it pretty ironic that you can have, you know, 5,000 people in Walmart at one time, but you can't have five people in the local grocery store.
Yeah. It's like the meme that's come out right after the guy got arrested in Florida for running on the beach or surfing or whatever he was doing. And it says, don't you know this is dangerous? Go to that Walmart. And the cop's like, you know, got a knee in his back.
Yeah, isn't like sunlight and like heat are like the two things that are like that
yes,
like kill the
virus. Yes, it dies within minutes.
Go to the beach.
Which I mean, you and I both went to the beach this weekend. I did see a couple of masks. I went down to Crystal Beach. So if anybody's listening from Crystal Beach, which I doubt they are, but spent a lot of time down there as a kid, and we ran to the big store, Gulf Coast Market, and there were like, you know, four or five people wearing face masks, and all the, you know, they had the spit guards up at the registers, and the people working the registers had face masks, which that's fine, whatever. If the business wants to do that, I don't really give a shit. It's their business. They can demand whatever they want, and if it makes people feel comfortable, then go ahead and, you know, tear it up. That's fine. But we're all down there at the beach. We all are about to consume copious amounts of alcohol, which may kill this thing. I don't know. I know it's kind of a joke, but you don't know. And then we're going to go sit out in the sunlight for 8 hours, you know, which we're absolutely disinfecting ourselves and pumping up our vitamin D levels, which is just going to help our immune system. So it's stupid. As we've mentioned before, yeah, in the past several weeks, this whole response is retarded.
Well, just people are just fear mongering, man. And what's crazy is people are listening to, I know we always say, the MSN, you know, mainstream media is the enemy of the people. But like, just follow the dollars, man. Who's making money off this? It's mm-hmm. like all the big companies, right, that have lobbyists. And oh, wow, guess yep. what? Of course the mainstream media wants you to stay home. They want you to stay home and watch TV. Dude, the quarantine's the thing in the world for them. It's like, oh, wow, you have to send 350 million Americans home and just give them fear porn all day long. Yep. Dude, they're making money off this.
Yep.
Dude, the sooner people go back to work, their ratings start dropping.
And that's, I mean, I've been telling people similar things, right? Like, I mean, you know, we, you and I and some of our other friends, we watch oil prices and commodities markets and the stock market basically every day, right? Just to keep an eye on the companies that we're working in and around and trying to sell to and trying to help, right? And it's funny that we have laid off 30 plus million people in this country, and yet the stock market's up.
Yep, I'm up 5% today.
Right? Like, how do you explain that? Like, who's getting rich? Because it ain't us. Like, if you're up 5%, you haven't recovered your loss, right? But those companies are getting rich.
Down market is when rich get richer. It is awesome, right? All the little mom pops file bankruptcy and stuff, and they get gobble up all the assets. Dude, downturns are awesome for the rich, because as long as you have cash on hand, you can acquire assets and you acquire market share. And as soon as the market turns around, dude, you're on top.
Oh, well, Mikey, sorry that, you know, we kind of ranted a little bit, and we're late getting this out, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm going to try and have this out this afternoon. We're recording this on release day. And it's too early in the morning for me to be this amped up, but a lot of things have been pissing me off lately.
Bro, I'm exhausted. So if I've been talking over you or slurring, it's because, dude, I am just fucking exhausted, man. Dude,
you're good.
Like you said, dude, sitting in these houses is just getting old. I'm going to get the hell out of here. I'm going to go work out, go for a run, have some beers tonight with some buddies.
And, boom.
You know, some fun. I think Brother Rock's going to come over later.
Hell yeah. Well, I might show up later. If not, I'm at least going to go live with you tomorrow, I think, if you're around and free.
And play some MW.
Hell yeah. Play a little Warzone.
Dude, someone's got to do it. Someone's got to keep these fucking teenagers in their place.
That's right. That's right. I was playing with Colombians yesterday.
Dude, I grew up during like the heat of online gaming, where like some fucked up shit was going on in the chat rooms. These little kids nowadays, they just can't. They can't handle real shit talking.
Oh, dude. Like, there was a kid that I was playing with yesterday. So I got kind of bored in the afternoon, and I hopped on for a little bit, and I was playing with this dude from Colombia, and we were running just trios, and this poor kid, like, I thought he was older when he first hopped on, but like the more hot things got in Warzone, like his voice kept getting higher and higher and screechier and screechier, and he was just, I mean, he dropped more F-bombs than I do, and it was like, okay, this kid must be like 12 years old, and he just can't handle this. It's so bad.
Oh, it's so funny. You'll have like kids, and then you have like 50-year-old dudes on there who are just angry as well.
Like me. Like these poor Colombian guys are like, Maddie, how old are you? I was like, I'm 36. And they're like, oh, we're 20. I was like, yeah, I'm an old man, I know. Just bear with me.
See, I'm 30, so I'm still, you know, I grew up with that stuff, so my wife still doesn't get it. Mad at me.
Yeah, mine doesn't understand either.
I put my headset in and I'm in there just having a blast. But it's weird, man. Like I can watch, like it's so funny. It's like I can watch TV and for 3 hours and not say a word and no one says anything. And the second I start like having fun and interacting with other people, they're like, "You're wasting your life." It's like, come
exactly.
on, man.
Exactly.
So but, yeah.
Well, Mikey, you wanna wrap it here so you can go lift your garage weights?
Yeah, that's true. I got a few more meetings too this morning. We're getting pretty creative over here on the fracking side of the world and putting together
to service all four frac fleets that are in operation in West Texas or whatever the number is today.
Whoa. There's like 20. It's just Jesus. We're pretty much having like we're getting fucking crazy innovative. Just bringing in new technologies, trying to, like you said, like reduction in manpower and equipment and just trying to be as efficient as possible. It's just, that's how we have to survive, man. That's all I do is sit in meetings, try to figure out how can you stimulate these little wells for less money.
That's right. All about the stimulation. We support stimulation here on Erase the State.
Ah, yes. As soon as I stop stimulating, I'm off, bro. It's gone, that's right, man. That's what's crazy. People talk shit about the oil and gas industry. It's a fucking different world. It is you either produce or you're fucking gone. There is no like, oh, I'm going to have a or I just kind of hang out. It's like, no. It's like, you are fucking producing every day, bringing in value, bringing in revenue. Or you're fucking gone.
Yep.
Because people are like, oh, these fucking oil guys make too much money. And it's like, well, yeah, because if you're not producing, you're fucking out. Like, you're out the next day. They don't hold. Oh, my puppy dog. My wife just walked in my office, opened the door, and my our little 9-month puppy dog just freaked out when she heard the door open. But, okay. But yeah, that's so perfect. On that note, man, I'll let you go.
Yeah.
About to grab some lunch over here on this end. And,
well,
I will talk to you later, man. It was fun, dude.
Make sure you hit your pre. And remember, if the bar ain't bending, you're just pretending, Mikey.
Some advice, Maddie.
So, y'all know what to do. Like, share, subscribe, tell your mom, tell your dog, tell Mikey's dog, the mascot. We'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Peace. Cross a 57 Chevy with a hillbilly band. Had a little honky tonk filled with one night stands. Take a tail on fire with a gonzo steel. In a dark house space just to seal the deal. Yeah, top 40 country, better watch your back. Cause this hot rod's faster than your Cadillac.